You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In 2006, then-U.S. President George Bush claimed that the Iranian government was developing nuclear weapons in defiance of its international obligations. He added that there would be consequences for Iran's alleged noncompliance. As the United States had invaded Iraq on the claim that Saddam Hussein's government possessed weapons of mass destruction, Bush's threat could not be dismissed as empty rhetoric. But just as in that earlier case, the question of proof remained. Where was the proof that Iran was actively pursuing nuclear weapons? The available evidence is contrary or even politically tainted. To help us sift through this, we are joined by Gareth Porter. Gareth Porter is an author and journalist. His most recent book is Perils of Dominance in Balance of Power and the Road to War in Vietnam. He joins us on the phone from Virginia. Hello, Gareth.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
And thank you for joining us. Well, let's start with the case of Shahram Amiri. Who is Amiri?
Yes, Shahram Amiri is an Iranian scientist who was given a lot of publicity last year when he, after having reportedly defected to the United States in 2009, he put a couple of videos on the internet suggesting that he wanted to go back home and that he had been abducted by U.S. intelligence and the Saudis and was being held against his will in the United States. He did go back to Iran, this was a very confusing situation, but as I reported last year, he told the CIA, according to CIA sources who I was able to get a bead on through a contact of mine, that the Iranian government has not, in fact, had a nuclear weapons program. It is not carrying out active efforts to build a nuclear weapon, and that, in fact, he was not a specialist on nuclear weapons at all. His specialization was nuclear medicine, and it was only had the most distant relationship to Iran's actual nuclear program, and therefore he really didn't know that much about the program, but that he had picked up from friends who were associated with the program that, in fact, Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons.
And why was the information he provided considered credible by media and government officials?
Well, I think that they found, first of all, that, in fact, he was telling the truth, that he really didn't know that much about the nuclear program. And they couldn't figure out any reason why he was lying, as the best the way I can understand what actually transpired there over the months that he was being debriefed or interrogated by U.S. officials, intelligence officials.
In 2007, documents surfaced portraying a covert military program of research and development of nuclear weapons. Can you tell us about these documents?
Yes, actually, the documents were first basically conveyed to the U.S. government in 2004, according to the account that has come out in various media reports. And these were documents that at least initially were said to have been found on a laptop computer that belonged to one of the participants in this alleged Iranian nuclear weapons research or nuclear weapons related research program. So it was really quite spectacular when the story first came out in late 2004 and 2005 that the Iranians had indeed been pursuing a covert nuclear weapons program, and these documents were the some kind of smoking gun evidence to that effect. Now, the problem with these documents is that it turns out, first of all, that the cover story about the documents coming from a laptop computer that belonged to an engineer who was involved in the program was false. That it's now been admitted more recently that, in fact, there was no laptop computer, that, in fact, the documents were collected by some unknown person or persons and came to the United States in some form, not necessarily a laptop computer. The cover story that we now have, which has been published in the German magazine Der Stern, is that the German government, German intelligence, had recruited an Iranian businessman to spy on the nuclear program, and that he had miraculously come up with all these top-level inside sources who were willing to turn over the most sensitive military secrets of Iran. Now, of course, this is all hogwash. It doesn't make any sense, particularly because the story relates to and claims that this guy says that the German government is ready to accept responsibility for having recruited this spy. And of course, we all know that intelligence agencies never admit that. So that's prima facie evidence that this was simply another lie being told. But more to the point, what I discovered in my research on these documents is that the critical set of documents, which were reported by the New York Times and other news media as the best evidence that we have that the Iranians are working on nuclear weapons, which is a set of technical drawings of a missile warhead, that is the nose cone of the Iranian missile, the Shahab 3 missile, that these drawings, which supposedly told us that the Iranians were experimenting with nuclear weapons because it appeared that they were trying to integrate a payload which looked like a nuclear weapon into the warhead. It turns out that these technical drawings were of the wrong missile. They were portraying the missile warhead that the Iranians had been working on as of the late 1990s and into 2000-2001, but we now have very clear evidence, which the London-based Institute for International Strategic Studies has written about in the best study of Iranian ballistic missiles so far. We now have evidence that the Iranians had abandoned that older missile, the Shahab 3, in favor of a much improved version, which was given a different name and was tested in August of 2004. And lo and behold, when the pictures of that missile came out, it was a completely different warhead, a different shape. And so the fact that these technical drawings did not portray the missile the Iranians were actually working on, had been working on for 2 to 5 years when they tested that missile in 2004, is a dead giveaway that the documents were a fraud.
Now, earlier this month, Israel's ex-chief of the Secret Service, Meir Dagan, created a controversy when he came out and stated that Iran was a long way from having nuclear capability. What was the basis of his claim?
Well, this is really simply accepting the estimate that the U.S. intelligence has been talking about for many months, that theoretically, even if the Iranians decided today that they wanted to have a nuclear weapon, they couldn't have, technically, they could not have gotten to a nuclear weapon before 2015. It would take them 3 to 5 years, is the estimate that U.S. intelligence has pretty much agreed upon, for all the steps that they would have to go through. And we won't try to recapitulate what all those steps are. The point is that it's not a simple matter if you make the decision to go for a nuclear weapon. When you're starting with low-enriched uranium, you have to go through the high-level enrichment process, and then you have to go through a whole series of steps involving integrating the high-enriched uranium into a bomb. The best estimate that we have from U.S. intelligence, as I say, is that it would take 3 to 5 years, and 2015 is really sort of the standard estimate. Again, this is a theoretical notion, theoretical proposition, that if the Iranians decided to do that, that 2015 is the earliest that they would be able to have a weapon. That does not mean that they're actually doing it, or that we should expect to see a nuclear weapon in Iranian hands by 2015. And the fact is, let's be clear on this. Ever since the beginning of the 1990s, the United States and Israel have been saying it's going to be 3 to 5 years before the Iranians have a nuclear weapon. So, I mean, this is simply, by now we should have learned that this is a political thing that the United States and Israel have been doing for the last 2 decades, which has nothing to do with the reality of actual Iranian policy.
And the cables released this week by WikiLeaks, do you have any thoughts about, there were more revelations there, I guess it's basically...
Well, the cables that I have written about, or the cable that I wrote about last month, or the month before, I guess it was, which WikiLeaks released to the news media, showed that the U.S. claim that Iran had a missile that could threaten the European cities of Europe, including Moscow even, was simply rubbish, because the cable that was released by WikiLeaks was about a meeting between American and Russian specialists on Iranian ballistic missiles. And the Americans did indeed take the position that that the Iranians had this missile that they'd acquired from South Korea that could have a nuclear weapon on it, attached to it, and which could in the future reach European cities. But the Russians said, first of all, you know, this missile is a complete myth. There's absolutely no evidence that it exists, that it's ever existed. Neither the North Koreans nor the Iranians ever tested it. There's absolutely no indication of that. And the Americans could not come forward with any counter evidence to support their position. And so the real storyline there, as indicated by that cable, was that that the Iranians are not in a position to threaten European cities. And, of course, it's very well known by specialists on Iranian ballistic missiles, including the study that I mentioned from the London-based Institute of International Studies, Strategic Studies, that the Iranians had no intention, have no interest in threatening European cities. They have no reason to have a missile that's targeted against European cities. That has never been part of their policy, and simply not in their interest to do so.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning. It's been very interesting.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Gareth Porter. Gareth Porter is an author and journalist. His most recent book is Perils of Dominance, Imbalance of Power, and the Road to War in Vietnam. You can read Gareth's articles on Iran and other subjects at ipsnews.net.